720 WGN on the road with Dane here live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. A steamy music, Michigan Avenue, as we'll get into the weather every time, I guess, on the show here. So, Lise, what do you think? Lise Scram in the booth behind the glass, protected from the elements. And, of course, Bob Kessler up ready to, you know, his hand on the pulse of everything news-wise. So, Lise, what do you think about the weather today? A little hot, maybe, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, of course I'm freezing in here. That's the horrible complex of summertime.
Well, you get to view, because they say, right, that, you know, if you get to view people looking as though they're either enjoying the elements or maybe, you know, overcome by heat stroke, that that maybe it can make you feel a little bit warmer. Have you ever heard that before?
I guess so. I'm watching someone put sunscreen on outside. It looks really nice.
What, you enjoy that?
Yeah, I love sunscreen.
There's a show called My Strange or My Secret Obsession. And it has, like, all these different people that like to do things that, you know, I think are just unusual.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, there would be a lady on there that would like to apply sunscreen, but she would do it in such an unnatural way,
right,
that it would be, like, worth having a show. But, well, there's a lady on there that ate dryer sheets. Like, she ate, like, a whole box of them. We don't need to talk about that.
I'm like, intrigued, but also disgusted, so I don't know about that one.
Yeah, welcome to Basic Cable. Well, what we're hoping for is that weather like this, we get maybe kind of a replay of this, maybe a couple degrees cooler, that'll be joining us next Saturday out at Taste of Des Plaines. We're going to be broadcasting this show live. So On the Road is going to be on the road at Taste of Des Plaines 2 till 4 next week. We'll probably be on site maybe from about noon on, and you can be too. They've got not only all the great you know, food and music, things for the kids. I think they got a petting zoo. I heard that there's either a wallaby or a kangaroo, some kind of a, not your average, you know, just a goat, right? That's really the I think the entry level petting zoo is you just have like a goat, maybe a chicken. I don't know if you can pet a chicken, but either way, they're going to have a bunch of great stuff out there, and we will be there too. So hoping for some great weather and having everybody, a lot of listeners, get out there. Bring your car as well. If you can bring your car out to Des Plaines as well at noon, you can be a part of it. You can be part of the judging. They've got trophies and all that. And we are going to have and this is a late development. We're going to have the Chicagoland Speedway car out there. So the actual stock car from Chicagoland Speedway, their promotional car, they're going to be bringing it out there so you can get your picture taken with it. And then we're going to have an entry so you can enter to win tickets to the big race weekend coming up in September. So a lot of reasons to go, even more than just the normal unlimited reasons for Taste of Des Plaines. And stay tuned a little bit later on the program. We're going to talk with Alderman Mike Cherowitz. He's going to fill us in on things going on there. As well on the show, this is a little bit further of a road trip, but we've been talking about road trips, different things you can get in the car and get out to, is the Charlottesville, Virginia. Lise, you ever been there? You're sort of a traveler.
I've never been to the South, really.
Well, this is kind of the South, but it's kind of the East.
Virginia, I guess that's
Southeast. It's just sort of near Washington, D.C., or sort of in that area.
Is it like a colonial area?
Kind of colonial.
Cool.
Look at you. This is like, right, sounds like first syllable. Yeah, they've got three homes of former presidents there, including Thomas Jefferson. You can check out that stuff, plus great shopping, music, breweries, distilleries, cideries, all sorts of things. We're going to hear from the Charlottesville Visitors Bureau as well a little bit later on the program. Road America is a lot closer, a couple hours north, and it is an amazing racing facility. It is the National Park of Racing. We're going to have John Everett on with us a little bit later on the program to talk about things going on with the they got a lot of events. Hundreds of events throughout the course of the year, so they really do use the facility. You got world-class golf up there at Kohler as well, but the Kohler Grand Prix, IndyCar, Verizon IndyCar Series is heading up there, so we're going to talk with John about that. I think we may have some tickets to give away for that as well, and then Graham Rahal is going to join us. Now, Graham Rahal, you'll know him. He's got a great family in the Chicago area. Scott was talking about it with me off the air a little bit. Glen Ellen, a lot of the family is from Glen Ellen. Bobby Rahal, former Indianapolis 500 champion, is a team owner along with David Letterman. And Graham, his son, is doing really well as a young driver in IndyCar, and he's going to talk with us a little bit about the excitement coming up at Road America, but also, you know, he just won at Detroit as well. And his wife, you know, you'd think there's enough racing in the family. Courtney Forrest is going to join us for a quick check-in to talk a little bit about her favorite foods and some of her favorite cars. So Courtney Forrest, NHRA star, will be joining us as well. There's just so much more. When we come back from this break, we are going to have Avis Mead on from Lombard, Illinois. Their cruise nights are kicking off, I think, today, a little bit later on today and tonight for the summer season. So stay tuned for that, as well as Greg Alonzo with Speakeasy Custom. Jeez, there's so much on the show. They've got a Cadillac cruise night. So before the end of the show, we'll be talking about that as well. So keep it here, 312-981-7200, to add in and add your favorite car, your dream car, your favorite getaway, or any thoughts you have on any of the guests that we've got. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
720 WGN On the Road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, live on Michigan Avenue, and so many great events happening around Chicagoland. I don't know if there is any greater. I'm leaning towards there is none greater than the Taste of Des Plaines is coming up the 16th and 17th of June for a few different reasons. It has the things you know and love about a great festival. It's got music, it's got food, it's got stuff for the family and kids, but it's also got a car show. The Bumper to Bumper Car Show is going to be happening, and front and center is going to be the city of Des Plaines as they kind of showcase the best of what they have to offer on the food side, the car side, the entertainment side, and even on the municipal side. And in studio, we have Alderman over there and a guy, an integral part of the car show as well, the one and only Mike Cherowitz. Mike, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to be here.
You know, this is a big and exciting time. A lot of things happen in Des Plaines on a regular basis, and you're there with your hand on the pulse of everything going on the governmental side. But this is an opportunity where everybody can kind of get together. Everybody may not agree on everything on the government side, but everybody agrees that great music, great food is a great way to come together and celebrate everything about Des Plaines coming up for the Taste.
Yes, and that's so true. It's a great opportunity to put the community together, you know, on a nice Saturday afternoon with music and food and all the kids come around. It's a great, great opportunity.
Off the air, we talked a little bit about it, and I know we had some of the restaurants on during our Bill and Wendy segment as well, and that's one of the things that makes this kind of cool is that you've restricted, I don't want to say restricted, but you've kind of curated some of the best flavors of Des Plaines. After all, it is Taste of Des Plaines, so you don't have, 10 pizza places or, a bunch of different Italian restaurants. You've kind of got one of each, and the diversity is pretty crazy good.
Yes, and we worked very hard at, as you say, making it a Des Plaines flavor. So it's a lot of the local restaurants coming out, and also the menu has been adjusted so there are no duplicates. You can have a wide variety of different stuff, all very local from our local restaurants.
You got Sunrise Grill. There's some really cool kind of higher end, almost fine dining selection, some interesting flavors there. You've got some of the burgers that are coming out, like Tiki Terrace. We had Phil in studio where he brings not only the great food of Polynesia, but also a little bit of that entertainment, right? Where he's going to be doing some flaming, knives and some kind of a show that they're going to do.
Yes, it will be. It's all a great event. And again, the diversity. So you can have a little bit of each thing. You don't have to sit down and have a whole meal. You have the opportunity to just pick and choose as you want.
Here on the road, we talk about tailgating. We talk a little bit of food. We talk road trips, family road trips. Hopefully everybody in the Chicagoland area and even beyond can make their way to see us, because we're going to be broadcasting this show live from Taste of Des Plaines on Saturday from 2 till 4. But near and dear to our heart, not only does it have all of those things, the family-friendly stuff, it's got the there's a petting zoo, there's some great bands, some of the best bands in the area you guys are going to have coming out and performing, but also a car show. So you've got like a classic car show. We talked a little bit about it off the air. I think it is one of those things. Music can have its fans depending on kind of the demographic that it appeals to. And certainly everybody sort of likes food, but everybody has different tastes. I think classic cars, cruise nights, it brings in, I think, all across the spectrum. You'll have kids loving it. You'll have senior citizens loving it and everybody in between.
Yes, it's definitely universal. All the colors, the chrome, even the individuals that own each of the cars are each.
They're colorful.
Themselves, yeah, individuals, definitely. And the passion they each have and why that passion. There's just a wealth of information that comes out at a car show.
Including yourself. So there you are with, you've got this role as one of the leaders of the community on the municipal side as an alderman there in Des Plaines. But you're a car fan too. And specifically, I'm sure you like a lot of different cars, but the Corvair has kind of got it for you, right? You have some Corvairs. You have a Corvair Club. I mean, the Corvair is a pretty cool car.
As I said, every individual who owns a car has a story and what that story is about that car. And Corvair just happened to be my first car. I bought my first one for $25.
$25?
It had no brakes. My dad had to drive it home on a parking brake because the brake lines had blown out. And it just, from there, it just evolved and
So built in a little speed, a little sportiness, some danger, certainly. No brakes.
I was just a kid, obviously, at the time, and it was a great opportunity. It got me started, got me going. They were relatively inexpensive, and now I'm still a member of the Chicagoland Corvair Club. We meet every third Thursday. I have lifelong friends that came out of that first car. So, again, you always have a story to go with your car, but I just happen to love the Corvair, and it's been a very good car.
You're not alone. I think people around the country love the Corvair, and it's one of those things you didn't necessarily know that it was going to catch on. There's a lot of great models that people look back and say, hey, that was pretty cool. But the Corvair, what is it about it? You love it. Obviously, you have that attachment because it was your first car. And we talk about first cars on this show all the time. And regardless of what it is, even if it was like an 84 Chevy Chevette, people are like, oh, I love that car because of the good times, maybe the memories that go with it. But the Corvair is like held on with a lot of people. What is it about the Corvair that's made it where you and the other members of the club just love to, I guess, have them, show them off, talk about them? Enjoy.
Actually, a couple of different things. One is the unique design. It was completely different for its day. Rear engine, rear wheel drive. There was not much like that before. The Volkswagen kind of was. The Mustang and all of the other muscle cars were completely different.
Right.
So mechanically, it started out differently. And then, you know, of course, you got to put in Nader. Corvair and Nader go simultaneously. That was whether good or bad. That was what happened and got the Corvair a lot of publicity. So that also kind of brought us together to kind of fend off Nader, you know, if you will, from the club.
See, you'd be like a kind of a like an activist even back then, based then, around the car.
In a way, right? You know, because what he said and saw about the Corvair, we certainly did not. You know, we did not see it that way. So it was kind of another voice, and I think the club was very active about, especially back then. So. But it's kept us together for quite a few years.
You talk about the Corvair. You're going to see a lot of them out there on the 17th during Taste of the Plains for the Bumper to Bumper Car Show. You're going to see the Corvairs out there at the club. You'll see Mike out there as well. And we encourage people to show up and attend. So talk about, for those people in our vast listening audience, and we've highlighted a lot of different community car shows. Some are one-offs, kind of like Taste of the Plains, where you have one big day to kind of showcase and enjoy. Some are once a month. Some are once a week. But for this one coming up at Taste of the Plains, where we'll be broadcasting this show live, how can people, can they just show up with their car on that day and kind of park and enjoy?
I think the registration starts before noon. And yes, you just got to come out. We have plenty of room for you. It's along the whole festival area. It's one part of that. So there'll be plenty of opportunity to show the car. I also think what makes our particular car show different than most car shows is that just the timing of it. It's a nice Saturday afternoon. You know, a lot of the other communities have car shows in the evening.
Right.
It's a car night. It's a you know, classic car evening kind of thing. This is a great opportunity Saturday afternoon to bring the grandkids out and the kids and just see it in a different light. When the sun is shining, it's great.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different, you know, I think that's what makes our Des Plaines Bumper to Bumper Car Show rather unique, is this timing.
And as much as you have people that enjoy cruise nights and car shows for what it is that they are, you have the whole Taste of Des Plaines attached to it, right? And there's no admission to get into it, to enjoy the music, certainly. You know, there's tickets if you want to enjoy some of the food, but is there a cost to be a part of the car show, or you just show up and you can register and park?
Yep, not at all. You just register, park, and you're part of the car show. I think the judging is very simple. It's just simply a people's choice type judging, so you kind of get the people to help out, and it's a real low-key, real interesting event.
Yep, you can go ahead and win the people's choice. I think they've got a couple categories, maybe like a classic car, maybe sports car. I'm not sure what the categories are, but I think, like you said, they're pretty simple, and it's the people. It's the, you know, your other car fans and motorsports enthusiasts and other attendees there at Taste of the Plains are going to be choosing that winner. So I think it's just all in fun. Get out there, see some great cars, and enjoy it as well. So website or places where people can get on board, see either some of the timing for some of the events, the bands, and some of the other things going on. Well, I know that you can find it on the Facebook page for Des Plaines, facebook.com/Taste of Des Plaines. Saturday, June 17th is the car show starting at about noon. Just bring your car in there. And Ellenwood Street's near the downtown metro station. Judging takes place between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. So get in there at 12, look around, make your choices, and bring your car. And event trophies are presented at about 5 p.m. For information, please, you can call Beth at 847-767-7663 or check out all the information at facebook.com/Desplaines. Mike Cherowitz, thanks so much for what you're doing, for, you know, leading the way for Desplaines into the future, right? In so many different yes. ways, as one of those great suburbs that's the proximity is there. You've got the food, you've got just a great quality of life. I know that you promote all that stuff, and the quality of life goes through the roof for Taste of Desplaines coming up on the 16th and 17th. So thanks, Mike, for what you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. It's my pleasure.
Great to have him on 720 WGN.
Hey, this is Guy Goody from Diners, Drivers, and Dives, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN. Put your seatbelt on. We're on the road.
Right. 720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, live on Michigan Avenue. And a lot of people are going to be heading out on the road to one of the great suburbs here in the Chicagoland area, to the great suburb of Lombard. Excited to have on the line Avis Meachie, is the communications director out there. Avis, welcome to WGN.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? We were trying to get you on a little bit earlier, and I apologize, I was trying to like look up things on my phone while I was trying to sort of explain Lombard, while I was trying to talk with Lise while she was trying to call you. And I know for the listeners, it probably didn't sound great, but here you are to clear things up. So, I mean, the excitement is big because you guys have been doing Lombard on the cruise night side for, geez, I don't know how many years. I'm hoping you'll tell me, but it's been enough that it has grown to be one of those really marquee events in the burbs.
Absolutely. This is actually the 19th season of Lombard Summer Concerts and Cruise Nights, and we're excited to have it kick off tonight at 6 p.m. in downtown Lombard. We have a theme night tonight of Dust Off Night, and we're hoping to see a lot of people who have been with us the past couple of years.
So when you think about it, and for those that have not been out there, and do you ever take any kind of stock on who shows up? I know that that my parents show up, and they live in either St. Charles, or even when they lived maybe in, it's sort of closer to Schaumburg and some other areas. Like people come from all over the place. Do you try to kind of get a gauge from where people are coming from? Because really what it is, it's great to see the cars for sure, but you're really showcasing and kind of showing off Lombard at the same time.
Absolutely. And it is interesting when we see plates on cars from different states, and you kind of talk to people and see that this is something that they turn into a weekend away, and they come and they share in memories that they've been coming to Lombard for so many years. So it really is something to see.
Yeah. So, and the cars are there for sure. You've got a little bit about the food. I kind of haphazardly mentioned, the Bricks Pizza, but you have some places out there that sort of participate on the food side. So do you want to share any of those? Like people come out, they park their car. They're there usually for, a few hours or the majority of the evening. What are they enjoying?
Yeah. So on a typical cruise night in downtown Lombard, cars can start parking after 4 p.m. and they can enjoy all of downtown Lombard's restaurants. We always have something new popping up. It's a really exciting time for downtown Lombard right now. We have wonderful restaurants. We have some places you could just grab a sandwich. You can grab some pizza. You can stop in and get a glass of wine. You can really do whatever that it is that you want to do on a nice summer night. And then you can grab your food, head back, listen to some music, or you can take a seat at a restaurant and really just enjoy your company with your friends and all the people that are there.
A lot of the different cruise nights in the Chicagoland area are incorporating music into the experience. You know, you get the cars, you're obviously going to see there, you're going to talk with some people about what's going on. But the music, and I have been to a couple of the Lombard cruise nights where, and for those people that are familiar with the area and maybe some that aren't, maybe Avis, you can fill them in a little bit, but you guys have this like little cul-de-sac almost that kind of butts up to the new train station that is really a perfect place to throw. It's kind of like, what would you call it? I don't know. It's a little area, but it is really perfect for bands on those nights.
It really is, isn't it? We're really lucky to have that. It's basically South Park Avenue. It butts up right to St. Charles, but we turn it into a pedestrian area after 5 p.m. on Saturdays. So, and that's through August, too. So that's not just one week. That's every Saturday through August. We have live bands there. We also have a kids' corner. We're going to have a face painter there tonight. We have different community groups that come in on a weekly basis, offer free crafts and fun games to families and kids. So it's not just for cruisers either, because there's a lot of people that come and they bring their cars and they have a great time. And then there's a whole other set of people that don't have cars. And while they go up and down and see all the cool cars and get to talk to everybody about them, they also just enjoy the music. They come for the restaurants. They enjoy Kids Corner. You bring a little chair, you set it up on South Park, and you have a wonderful, wonderful summer night.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have some great weather tonight as people get out there and enjoy it as well. And this is the kickoff, but you guys are going to be doing it every Saturday going forward. Before we let you go, if you want to give the website for Lombard, people can, I guess, see which is, you know, which theme for that specific night or which bands may be playing.
Yeah.
and keep up to speed with everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have weekly themes, but they're optional. We're open to all cruise cars. All custom and classic cars are welcome. You can visit villageoflombard.org/cruise night to find out information about where to park, about just the different details or the different weekly themes.
Okay, and people can start parking at 4 p.m., correct?
After 4 p.m., you're in the clear.
All right. All right. Thanks, Avis. Enjoy it. I hope you have a safe, successful, and ultimately super fun kickoff to the cruise night season out there in Lombard. And thanks for being on WGN today.
All right. No problem, Dane. Maybe we'll see you out there.
Yeah, maybe. All right. We'll see you soon. Thanks, Avis. So that is good. I'm glad we were able to get that done and get her in on that. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to have a little bit further. People are going to be heading out to Lombard tonight for, I mean, I don't think you just get up and leave at almost any point. But if you wanted to head to Charlottesville, Virginia, and you want to see some history, you want to get some great food, you want to also go to the Shenandoah National Forest, at least you've never been to, you've been to, how many national parks have you been to?
I'd say 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All out west, though.
Oh, all right. So
yeah, it was all like at once.
Okay. Well, this is one to check out. We're going to hear about it in a little bit. We're going to have Brantley Usery on from there. So a quick break, 312-981-7200. For your favorite cruise night, you can add in your first car. We're going to fill people in on something that we're excited about that's going to be happening going forward as well. The Bona Beef Bonafide ride of the show. I haven't even filled in Lisa about that. I think the first week that we're going to be doing it is next week out at Des Plaines. So stay tuned for that. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Brantley Usery with the Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau, and you are On the Road with Dane on WGN.
Just the other day. 720 WGN On the Road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, live on Michigan Avenue. And for many Chicagoans, especially in the summer, it's almost, you know, no other place that they would rather be as opposed to being here in the winter. But so many families, friends, and a lot of Midwesterners here in our listening audience are getting in the car, heading out for some of those great road trips. And one of the ones that we're recommending is not that far away. You can get in the car, you can head out there and see some history, get some great shopping, and of course, beautiful national parks as well. On the line with us, we have Brantley Usery. He is with the Charlottesville Albemarle Visitor and Tourism Bureau. It's a mouthful, but it's also a great location and destination. Brantley, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Dana. I appreciate it.
So, I mean, it's great to hear from you guys. And I know on this program, we have recommended a bunch of different kind of road trips. People get in the car, they can get out there. You're not talking about going across the ocean or any place super far away, and that there are so many things in our great country to see that are within driving distance. You can get out there and experience it with your family for a couple days or a week and see some of the sites. So let's talk about it, where you guys are located in proximity in relation to here in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are on the East Coast in Virginia. We are located in the central part of the state. We're close to the mountains, and we're also a very short trip from Washington, D.C. You can actually be in the nation's capital from Charlottesville in just about a two-hour drive. So we're very conveniently located to lots of different things. And, of course, right here in Charlottesville and Albemarle County is where we have a whole lot of things going on and a whole lot of things that would be interesting to people who have a wide variety of things that they like to do. So I'd love to talk about some of those today.
Yeah. Oh, you talk about a little bit of the nature, talk about some of that history, and maybe, you know, families can make it, you know, one of the stops, maybe stop at both of those, because how often do you get within a couple hours of Washington, D.C.? But when it comes to kind of presidential history and some of the, mm-hmm. the sites, you guys have that right there. I mean, is because, you know, the country, when it wasn't such a big place, you know, a lot of the either politicians or leaders that we had in the government probably came from around the Washington, D.C. area, and you have three presidents' homes right in your backyard.
Yeah, we absolutely do. So how many places can you go where you can visit three presidential homes all in one swoop? So the three homes are Thomas Jefferson's Monticello.
Nice.
And that is just a couple of miles from the downtown Charlottesville area. So that draws in, I believe it's about 500,000 visitors per year that go and check out Thomas Jefferson's Monticello. There's more to it than just exploring the home, too. You can get a guided tour of the home, but also just exploring the grounds up there at Monticello, the gardens. I mean, he was a big foodie back in his day. We call him our founding foodie, very lovingly here in the Charlottesville area. So you can explore his gardens and just all other types of things that are located up there on the grounds at Monticello. And right down the road from Monticello is James Monroe's home called Highland. And that is literally just a hop and a skip away from Monticello. You can be there in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow.
And then up the road from there, about a 20, 30-minute car ride from Highland, you've got James Madison's Montpelier. So all three of these homes, you can tour them, and you can also explore all the things that are going on the different properties. So you really can make an entire day just out of visiting some of these historic sites.
Well, you know you're doing something right when you have to name your house. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Bradley, do you have a special name for your house and property?
I do not. You've done very well when your house does have a name. I agree with you there.
But especially like with Monticello, that is like an A-list situation because not only, and it's one thing, and here, of course, in Illinois, we have Lincoln's kind of boyhood home, and it's like, you know, kind of a shed that you'd have in your backyard, basically. But you've got one of these places that everybody knows about, has seen pictures of. I think isn't it on the back of the nickel?
It's on the nickel, yeah.
Right. I mean, so this is to be able to be there and physically be inside and get all that history and everything that happened, I think is really great.
Absolutely. And you really do get a very, very cool glimpse at what a creative and groundbreaking person this was. You know, so many things that he invented and created and just the ideas. I mean, he was just so far ahead of his time, and to really get a firsthand glimpse and account of that from one of the very experienced tour guides that they have up there, it's truly something that you'll never forget.
It's neat when you're able to kind of couple that if the people decide to make that part of their trip with sort of the grandeur and all the political and historical buildings, all those big stone structures that you have in Washington, D.C., and then find a way to go and see how the people actually lived, like the places where they actually spent their time and lived, I think is really, really cool. One of the things that people love about Chicago is at least, you know, Michigan Avenue, State Street is some great shopping. People love to shop when they go out there. And not maybe just for souvenirs, but also for different items. And I was interested to see that you guys have like the largest pedestrian mall in the country. Is that possible?
It is one of the longest pedestrian malls in the entire country. So the cool thing about this is the downtown mall, it just celebrated its 40th birthday last year. And when the decision was made, I mean, this used to just be a regular street open to cars and traffic prior to 1976. The decision was made that, you know, we're going to try something different. We're going to brick this in, and we're going to turn this into a pedestrian mall. And the end result has been, 40 years later, it's turned out to be one of the most successful pedestrian malls in the entire country, and it is one of the longest. It's about 8 blocks in length, and it's really the epicenter of the city of Charlottesville. Just so many cool things going on the downtown mall all throughout the year. There are dozens and dozens of restaurants, most of which have outdoor patio spaces, which, of course, you can imagine is especially beautiful at this time of year. Lots of local shops, lots of arts and performance venues. We've got the historic Paramount Theater right on the downtown mall, an open-air pavilion, which hosts concerts. I mean, we have Sheryl Crow coming here a little bit later this month, so it does attract some pretty large names, and just plenty of ways to make an entire day out of it on the downtown mall, and not to mention all the food. I mean, this area is known for its food. We were named the locavore capital of the world by Forbes magazine a few years back. So farm to table, yeah, we've got that going on here in Charlottesville.
Well, I'm not sure if you've heard, but Chicago's a pretty good food town. And of course, we appreciate that when you get around and have a home away from home on the eating side. And you guys have, you know, distilleries, craft breweries. We got a bunch of those here, cideries even. So I think, you know, as you move, unless you're working solo, right, people are going to have different interests. You're going to have some that are going to be tied in maybe for the kids, for the educational side and some of the historical things that are going on. Then you've got your shoppers, and then you've got your foodies. Everybody's got to eat, and to know that you guys are taking that seriously, I think, is important.
Absolutely. And, you know, while the kids are here, you know, I always say it's never too early to start thinking ahead to, you know, where are they going to go to college? Well, University of Virginia is located right here in Charlottesville as well. This university was founded by Thomas Jefferson. So how cool is it to be able to say you've at least visited, if not gone to, a university that was founded by one of our founding fathers? The rotunda, the academical village, the lawn. You can even check out the room where Edgar Allan Poe lived when he was a student.
Wow.
At the university. Long, long ago, of course. So there's plenty to explore right there on grounds at University of Virginia as well, and maybe get the kids thinking about, you know, hey, where are we going to go to college in a few years?
Don't push it.
Maybe, yep.
Brantley, let the listeners, we're talking with Brantley. He is with the Charlottesville Albemarle Visitors Bureau, talking about some of those great locations, places, destinations for people to get in the car and take those family road trips. Don't push it too much. This was the last week of school, you know, for the kids, so they just got out. We've got a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old. I don't want to think about where they're going to college just yet. But one of the things that we've been talking about, we talk about it on the show all the time, is getting out, getting in the car, and enjoying some of those national parks. And you guys have that too. So you've got not only the shopping and the history, but a little bit of the wilderness with the Shenandoah National Park.
Absolutely, yes. Shenandoah National Park is just about a half-hour drive from the downtown Charlottesville area. And, of course, there you are just right in the beauty and the majesty of the Blue Ridge Mountains. You can hop on the Blue Ridge Parkway. There are overlooks all over the place for you to pull over, get those perfect family selfies, break out the selfie stick, and get that perfect picture with the mountains as a backdrop. Of course, there's all kinds of hiking. And outside of Shenandoah National Park here in Albemarle County, there's rivers and lakes and streams for canoeing or kayaking, or one of the most popular activities is folks like to go to the James River a little bit south of Charlottesville and spend a whole day just floating on a tube. And doesn't that sound relaxing? You're just in a tube and letting the current carry you right on down the river.
Actually, for me, you know, you got the Edgar Allan Poe builds in a little bit of spooky, and then you've got the floating on the tube. For me personally, I know a lot of people would love it. I think it sounds a little terrifying. But then again, there's a little something for everybody there.
A little something for everybody, exactly.
So let us know before we let you go where, you know, the website where people can get in there, get all the information about all the attractions, certainly plan their vacation and their road trip and get out there and see you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you can go to our website. That is visitcharlottesville.org. And on there, you'll be able to find all the information about things that we've talked about. You'll be able to find accommodations and lodging. I mean, there's something for everybody there as well, and for all families. So visitcharlottesville.org is going to be the website for you to check out.
Brantley Ussery, he is calling us from Charlottesville, Virginia, kind of inspiring us to get out there and visit him this summer, and I guess maybe all year round you can do it. It's got
all
history.
Year. Yeah.
It's got a little bit of the nature, certainly the shoppings, and a little something for everybody. Brantley, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Dane. We appreciate it. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me
that which I desire. Hey, this is Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Jimmy John's Ford Fusion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. You heard Kevin Harvick. He will be out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway a little bit later on this summer for the Brickyard 400. And we want you to stay tuned to the show because we are going to be giving, just as we mentioned, great road trips all over the place. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to talk some Road America, which is up in Wisconsin. We just mentioned Charlottesville, Virginia, a little bit of a further trip, but it sounds like a lot of great things to experience there. And Indiana Office of Tourism, we are going to be highlighting things all summer long. Honest to goodness, Indiana is the campaign. And we've even got some giveaways here, too. So here's one of them that we got: a getaway to Columbus, Indiana. It is a contest. Getaway to Indiana, explore Columbus, a destination for fans of modern architecture. If you like Chicago, you get down here. It is one of the things that that we know and enjoy here. And when people come in from out of town, they love the architecture here in Chicago. To see some in Columbus, Indiana, I think would be very cool. Explore a city world renowned for its collection of work by renowned architects, landscape architects, and artists. And there's so much for your family to love, too, with an indoor playground and kids' commons with his interactive exhibits. And we're helping you experience Columbus, Indiana with a special package. Win an overnight stay, restaurant gift certificate, and a guided tour to see more than 70 notable buildings. And all you got to do is enter to win online at WGNradio.com/contest. That's WGNradio.com/contest. And it's sponsored by the Indiana Office of Tourism and Development. And I think on a pretty regular basis, you know, we are going to be highlighting different cool things going on in Indiana. Of course, you know, there's millions and millions of them, but some that they have chosen, that we have chosen together to go ahead and highlight. Lisa, you got some info. Is it on Columbus or?
Yeah, I was just looking at columbus.in.us. It's a really nice website, and I've never even really heard of Columbus, Indiana.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly. And educating me. And, okay, so there's a quote on their main page that I'll read. It says, "The city of Columbus, Indiana, boasts a staggering number of architectural masterpieces, more than 50 projects by renowned modernists in a town of just 46,000 people." That's from Architectural Digest.
See, even 46,000 people for a state like Indiana, that's a pretty sizable town. I mean, that's we just talked
but
with Lombard.
But it's not huge. It's not Chicago. But they've got all this amazing, and I was looking at the pictures of it. It's like, whoa, that's in Indiana. It's really cool. I should go. We should go on the road there.
Lisa, that should be the name of the campaign. Whoa, this is in Indiana, right? Because I think not only you, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners are excited to hear about some of the cool stuff going on. One more time with that, Getaway to Columbus, Indiana. You can enter to win online at wgnradio.com/contest. So wgnradio.com/contest. You can get an opportunity to stay there overnight and accommodation, some food, and of course the tourism, and to see some of those great architectural things that are going on in Columbus. And coming up a little bit after the news, right after the news actually, we are going to talk with IndyCar star Graham Rahal. He's got a lot of connections to the local area. You mentioned Glen Ellen. And of course, he'll be up at Road America a little bit later for the Kohler Grand Prix. So stay tuned for that.
Hi, this is IndyCar driver Graham Rahal, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah. 720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, live on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now, we've got the number 15 driver for Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing in the Verizon IndyCar Series, one of the most exciting drivers in open wheel right now, and nobody is hotter after last week than the one and only Graham Rahal. Graham, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
So it's one thing to go ahead, you know, and in the world of racing, there's somebody every week in every series that wins. It is not an easy thing to do. You look at some of those drivers that are household names that get out there that even have never won a race. To win two in one day is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great weekend for us, you know, in our number 15 team. And, you know, we did pick up a couple of victories, which was, you know, a nice way to add some spring back in our step. Not that we've had a bad year, but we certainly have not had, you know, good old luck on our side. And so, you know, to get a weekend like that, it brings us right back into the championship hunt, into the chase. And, you know, we got a lot of great races coming up over the next couple of weeks. And so, you know, it's exciting times for myself, for our team. Like I said, you know, we've been nonstop since before the Indy 500. And that takes a toll on everybody. And so, you know, to get a result like Detroit and to sweep, you know, sweep the doubleheader weekend, which has never happened before, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you had a ton of success as a driver, even from a young age. You look at some of the, you know, the legacy, the heritage that you have. You can understand why you'd have sort of a head start in there. You mentioned the Indy 500. We got a chance to head down there to cover it. And also we had the family there as well. And people that watch it think of it as this iconic sporting event. And certainly it is. But it's more than just one race. For you guys, you mentioned how exhausting it is. It's like a whole month.
Oh, it is a month. Yeah, it's a full-on month, and it keeps us occupied, you know, for a long, long, long time. So, yeah, you know, we start weeks ahead. But really, actually, even as a team, our last off weekend was Easter, you know. So put that into perspective. I mean, people think that we only work on the weekends, particularly for our guys. I mean, they have been absolutely on the gas for months now. And so everybody's tired. You know, and everybody's beat up. And the month of May, man, it's hard to swallow. We were looking so good. We got a flat tire there. It was about 50 to go, yeah. Which ruined our day. But, you know, when you look at it, I mean, we have a lot to be excited. We have a lot to be proud of. And we're looking forward to, like I said, looking forward to what's to come. We have Texas this weekend, which is huge. And then, obviously, not too far from Chicago is Road America 2 weeks after that. So, June 22nd to the 25th, we'll be up there.
Yeah, it's great for the people in Detroit to be able to see in the Midwest and, of course, have you here right in our backyard up at Elkhart Lake at Road America. And we're going to get into some of the specifics of that race just a minute here in the interview. But I wanted to talk about it a little bit. You know, from the Midwest, you know, Ohio, you live down in Indianapolis. It's right here. But the sport of racing has been able to, and we talk about it on this program on a regular basis, as far as road trips and seeing the country. You get through racing to see a ton of the country. What are some of your favorite places to go, maybe outside of what happens on the track, but just because you enjoy the area?
Well, Road America is probably my favorite.
Really?
Nice. I grew up going there to Kohler. I'm a big golfer, so, you know, it's always Thursday we get together and play some golf up there. You know, I grew up doing that with my dad, so it's a special place. My grandfather raced there, but all the Ray Halls, of which most of the Ray Halls live in Chicago, either downtown or out in Glen Ellen. You know, I mean, we all grew up going there, so it was a big family atmosphere for us. You know, so Road America is one of them. Obviously, Mid-Ohio. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, so Mid-Ohio is special. You know, we get to see a lot of cool cities, you know, but sometimes the big cities don't really, I'm not a big city guy. So if I had to pick one, I'd say probably San Francisco, but, you know, I like the wilderness, kind of like Road America, personally.
Yeah, and you get out there and get some world-class golf in there as well. You mentioned the family side of it. That has led to the head start in racing and so much success and, you know, in a very, very bright future. But of course, your wife, you know, Courtney Forrest, you know, one of the top stars of NHRA. I mean, racing is all around you. But was there ever a time where you thought maybe you wanted to go off and become maybe a scientist or an architect or something? or was it only racing? Is that all you cared about?
Well, you know, racing was always my thing. You know, when I grew up as a little kid running on the racetrack, my nickname was The Shadow. And that was because I just followed my dad around everywhere he went, you know. And so racing was always my thing. And, in fact, I would say even more than racing, cars is my thing. You know, I'm a huge gearhead. And so, you know, since the time I was a little boy, I mean, it was all I wanted to do. So I was fortunate. It's worked out so far. We've had some good success. Obviously, hoping we can keep that going, you know, and try to have more success coming up here. We're now sixth in points, so we're in the championship battle, or close to, and not too far out. So, you know, we're excited about what's to come here this season. But racing was always my thing.
Well, with your dad, obviously former, you know, Indianapolis 500 winner, and you mentioned Road America as one of your favorite places because, you know, from the area you would head up there, you know, and see that track. Does that give you, you know, as other drivers come in from all around the world in IndyCar, does it give you, do you feel like you have, whether it's just because you're so familiar with it and you love the area up there at Road America, or does it give you any advantage kind of being familiar with the track?
Well, it gives you an advantage for sure because, you know, it's 4 miles long and there's not many venues like that, actually just very, very few in this world anymore. And so to have that sort of length of track and elevation that the track has and everything else, it takes a little bit to learn that place. And so, you know, there is certainly an advantage. I mean, for those who have been there before, you guys, you know what I'm talking about. It's a spectacular facility and been fortunate to grow up going there and race there for many years, and so there is a little advantage, but you know, guys, a lot of guys really take to it pretty well, you know, because it's such a nice purpose-built facility, you know, so the advantage doesn't last too long, and most of the guys that are in competition today have had pretty good amount of time there, so it's exciting. You know, it's one of the greatest places that we go to in the entire world. I'd say it's in the top handful of tracks in the entire world.
Nice. Well, that is some serious high praise from somebody who's been and done so much, even in his young career up there. RoadAmerica.com is the place where you can get tickets to go see Graham and all the other drivers there in the Verizon IndyCar Series. Get to see them on that track, in that facility, in our backyard here in Chicago. Of course, WGN reaches like the entire Midwest, so everybody up there can hear it as well. But to pull, you know, a lot of those great car and race fans from Chicago would be great. So RoadAmerica.com to get tickets. You could still get them and get out there and see. And I think that there's some really nice access too for the drivers as far as getting to see not only the facility and the places around the track, but the garages as well.
Well, you'll see the cars, I mean, right there. You know, the cars are, and the drivers, there's great access. That's the difference in IndyCar racing from any, you know, any other sport. You know, it would be like going to a Cubs game and getting access to the dugout at all times. That's the way it is. You know, you get to literally be there, be right next to us, get autographs, meet all the players, so to speak. And, you know, 16 and under gets in free with a paying adult. You've got disc golf, you've got zip lining, you've got go-karting up there, which is one of my first ever national go-kart event wins was at Road America. So, you know, look, when you're talking about a weekend of fun with the family, it's impossible to beat. So, you know, I'm excited to get back up there.
Oh, high praise, and for everybody to get out there and enjoy it, an impossible beat as far as the venue, the tickets, the experience, and a guy who's going to be very difficult to beat coming up there is Graham Rahal. Last thing before we let you go, you mentioned cars. You love them now, I'm sure, but probably all the time. You had access to some pretty awesome cars through the family, but what was your first car? Did you have something sensible, something safe, or did you have something crazy?
I had a Subaru WRX. And the reason I had a Subaru WRX is because, number one, I loved them. And number two, you know, the all-season, the four-wheel drive was on my, for my dad, was a must, you know. And so that's what I had. It was awesome. I loved that thing. And I still miss it to this day, I can tell you that.
Oh, those were very cool cars. Oh, the WRXs were very, very cool.
Well, yeah, mine was the STI, which was a blast. And so, you know, my dad, he thought he was going to be all fancy and take it from me. And, you know, I ended up putting some stiff springs and some loud exhaust and anything else on it. So it'd be too obnoxious for him. And it was a lot of fun. There's great memories in that thing.
Oh, that it sounds great. People are going to be following you up there to Road America as well. People want to follow you on social media. Before we let you go, give if you got your Twitter, Instagram, ways for people can see all your adventures.
Everything is just at Graham Rahal. So, you know, if you go on any social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything else, and, you know, on Twitter in particular, I do a lot of giveaways of race-worn items and stuff like that. So make sure to follow along. We have a lot of fun.
Follow along as the drivers will be up at Road America in a couple of weeks. And, Graham, thanks so much for being on WGN today.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, and get up there. We are going to have actually John Everett on from Road America a little bit later on in the program, talk about the facility, some of the other things that they're doing up there on the event side, and some exciting opportunities for people to get up there and enjoy it. And so, but it isn't all fun and games. You know, there's you know, some good and some bad, and we've had a bunch of callers and texters who've texted in, and this one hits home for a lot of people, I'm sure. Adam West, who you know, I think predominantly known as Batman, is kind of one of those original Batmans in the series. I don't know if it was on in like the 60s or the 70s as far as when it was originally on, but it's certainly the kind of thing I'm sure you can probably see to this day. And he passed away. And Lise, right, you've got some of the details on that?
Yeah, so it looks like he died after a short battle with leukemia. He was 88, died in Los Angeles. But I was looking more at this obituary, and it's
88. See, now here's the thing, too. So he seemed, and of course, we know him all as Batman, but then he was on like The Simpsons on
yeah,
a regular basis.
So Family Guy.
Family
Mayor
Guy.
Adam West, which I didn't realize. It's hilarious. Right. But he did a bunch of voiceover work. He was on Robot Chicken and Jake and the Neverland Pirates. And I mean, yeah, Batman obviously is the big one.
And the Batmobile had basically the coolest car. I think that it was like probably the first car I may have ever had my picture taken next to. Maybe we'll put it up on the Facebook page or something like that. But I think my mom had taken me to go see the Batmobile. Batman was my absolute favorite show when I was a very little kid. I think there was at least maybe a two or three Halloween string there where I was Batman each and every one. You know, lots of times kids mix it up. You know, you're a hobo one year, you're a ghost one year. I think it was Batman like 3 years in a row. So thoughts and prayers out to the family of Adam West. Honestly, though, 88, that's a pretty good run.
Yeah. I mean, he did a lot. So,
yes.
And
yes.
We were talking, this led us to the Wonder Woman
conversation. Yeah, okay. So in the superhero world, they're never stopping as far as making some of those movies.
Yeah.
And revisiting some great characters from the past. Wonder Woman is out.
Yep.
I saw it
with my parents last weekend, and I didn't really, it was between seeing that and seeing Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
Oh, whatever. Good choice from what
really?
I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, to see what, I heard Pirates of the Caribbean was a little non-good.
Okay.
Or not as good as it
well,
could have
I'm
been.
A big Johnny Depp fan.
Who isn't?
Forever. So I'm still going to see that one. Maybe when it gets to the cheap theater. But yeah, Wonder Woman was amazing. It was great. You got to see it. You said your daughter saw it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, her uncle took her to see it, and she came back. And, you know, I think I said, you know, the normal, like, what would you give it on a scale of 10? She gave it like 11. And she was just, and some of the feedback that we've gotten too is, it's just a really cool sort of empowering, you know, for girls or, you know, this is Wonder Woman, right? You know, she's obviously been a long time superhero, but just the feedback's been really great. So a little bit on the story without ruining it for everybody, right? She's,
well, she's on
fighting
the,
crime. Or?
Right. Well, she starts out, it's kind of like a mythical beginning, and she's on this island with all these women warriors, and that's like a really cool, there's a scene, I don't want to get,
is it an island on Earth, or is it, you know, because
yeah,
Superman is from Krypton.
It's, right. No, this is like an island on Earth, but it's like, there's like a barrier kind of, but then the soldier comes through the barrier, this pilot, and that's Chris Pine.
Nice.
Anyway, I don't want to give anything away.
Okay, so she's there,
she's
and then
there.
Somehow she gets out of the
right.
the seclusion of the island, and then yeah. she's out there kind of stamping out
mm-hmm.
evil.
Yes, it's all really beautiful cinematography, which I was like kind of taken away with because I was like, wow, they did like a really nice job. It's like a solid movie, not just for superhero movies, but like a good film.
She's pretty tough. Wonder Woman pretty tough. You know, like
oh yeah. She's the actress is amazing. She's
wow,
really
okay.
good.
So Leaf, she gives it a thumbs up for Wonder Woman. Get out there and see it. As we've lost one of our superheroes, we can go and enjoy one of the other ones with Wonder Woman. When we come back, another person who's doing some wonderful things on the track. She's actually Graham Rahal's wife. You know, Courtney Force, one of the stars of NHRA, is going to join us for a quick hit to talk a little bit about some of her favorite cars and even some of her favorite foods when we come back from this break. So stay tuned. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro Funny Car, and you are on the road with Dane at WGN.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go. 720 WGN on the road with Dane here at World of Wheels in Chicago at an event where so many cars are the stars from throughout the world of automobiles. The stars of racing are here as well. Courtney Force here. Courtney, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So much of what you do is on the track. You got fans, you got TVs, you get to do what you do at 300 miles an hour. But here you got to dial it back a little bit, right? You got to shift down and kind of get with your fans. And so what is it like to be able to, in a non-race setting, non-event setting, kind of casual, talk to the people who love what you do?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Obviously, you know, at our events, every ticket's a pit pass. So, you know, a lot of fans get to come out to the ropes and watch these guys tear apart the motor and rebuild them in between every round. But to come out here for Chevrolet and take a look at all the hot rods that are out here is pretty amazing. A lot of fun for us to, you know, as drivers to come out and do. And really to meet all the fans. You know, we have a line around the corner, which is amazing. You know, it's great to meet the fans, take pictures, sign autographs for them, and really get them pumped up and excited, you know, about racing and driving a Chevrolet, but really to get them out to Route 66 as well.
This event is a testament to the support and just how many motorsports enthusiasts that there are here yep. in Chicago. But also, too, Chicago's a great food town. And so you get a little bit of time here, meet with your fans, certainly immersed in the car world for the next X amount of hours. But when you come to Chicago, what do you like? Do you have to hit the restaurants at all?
I love a lot of different restaurants here. I was actually talking to somebody earlier about it. You know, we went to Gibson's last night. It was connected to our hotel. It was so convenient, and the food's amazing there. But actually, one of my favorite spots to go is this place called the Protein Bar. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it is my favorite spot. And I've tried to, like, go home and recreate the buffalo chicken bowl or the, I think it's the spinach pesto bowl. It is amazing. I love it.
The Protein Bar. So some kudos for them. They'll be excited to know that they've got a fan in Courtney Force. So you're here, obviously you race in the funny car all the time for NHRA, but you see so many other cars here from the world of motorsports and just the world of automobiles throughout the history. So what was your first car? And then are there any cars here that you're saying, when I get home, I got to get one of those?
I love it because there's so many different, you know, hot rodders, muscle cars, you know, new cars. It's great to just be around in, you know, in a vicinity like this filled with people who are just, you know, car lovers. I mean, it's great to be around it and see all the different products, the new products, and to be out here with Chevrolet is a lot of fun for me. I mean, I love I actually drive a Chevy Tahoe at home, and I love it. I drove a Camaro SS for a little while too, so I love my, you know, sporty kind of car. I got to actually drive the Camaro's the ZL1 out at the racetrack in Pomona, which was probably the most fun I've ever had in a car. I mean, that is the perfect combination of, you know, a race car and a Camaro, just everything rolled into one. And be able to do burnouts in that car with a line lock, I mean, I had a ball. But, you know, it's great to be out here with Chevy and really to showcase all their products. And we get to be the ones that kind of take their products and put it out on the racetrack and drive it at over 330 miles an hour.
People love what you do. They love seeing you, obviously, on the track. If they want to catch up with your adventures social media-wise, do you have some ways people can follow you?
Yeah, I do all my social media on my own. I'm Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Courtney Force. On Facebook, it's Courtney Force official fan page.
Courtney, love what you do. Thanks for all that you're doing and being on WGN today here in Chicago.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is John Everett with Road America. Make sure to check out the Road America Grand Prix. You're on the road with Dane at WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, live on Michigan Avenue, and the action is going to be live and up close as the Verizon New Car Series heads toward Elkhart Lakes. Road America, the guy with his hand on the pulse of everything going on as the communications director up there, John Everett. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about it a little bit. We've talked to some of the different drivers. The ones that have experienced it, know it, and enjoy it is one of their favorite tracks, kind of a unique facility in the world of racing, specifically in IndyCar as well. And not only, of course, this big race weekend, people are going to get up there, see it, and enjoy it, but you've got stuff going on all year round.
Yeah, we do. Road America actually has almost 500 events a year. A lot of people don't really realize how busy we are, but we cram in quite a bit. Motorcycle schools, driving schools, zip line activities, corporate events, go-karting, all kinds of things going on at Road America. Lots of different facilities that can be used at one time. So that's how we do it all. A lot of people know us for some of the larger races that we have, but we can have a couple motorcycle schools and a corporate event going on right in the middle of a major event weekend, or even on other weekends when we have lots of club events going on. So it's a very spectacular facility.
You're not kidding, because even like, oh, so Graham Rahal had mentioned, you know, as much as everybody's going to be kind of glued to the action on the track, so you guys like zip lining and frisbee golf. I mean, he mentioned all of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. We've just installed an 18-hole disc golf course, which is really impressive. It winds throughout the facility. Fans can go zip lining. It's a dual zip line, so you can race family and friends. Family and friends can go over to the karting complex and actually race go-karts. And our go-karting facility, the SeaTac Motorplex, is inside the racetrack. So what's really cool is while you're racing family and friends, you see IndyCars going around the racetrack on the outside. Wow. So that's always kind of fun for people to see. And we're probably one of the most affordable options for family entertainment there is in the five-state area, because kids 16 and under get in free with a paying adult.
Wow.
So mom and dad can actually bring their kids to the race, probably get in and have a really good time for less than what it would cost to go to, you know, a fair or a movie or even a major sporting event. So that's one of the great things about Road America that we really enjoy. And everybody moves around the facility. You're not dedicated to a seat, so you can watch in different locations and really enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, see, and that's what you're thinking too. So even those families that maybe watch racing or like racing on television haven't necessarily gotten out to see it live and in person, you know, Road America is one of those great places to check out. Because of what you just said, you know, the ability to kind of move around, change your vantage point, which makes it, I think, exciting, especially for the kids, and just the proximity to the cars. I mean, you're right there in the action.
Yeah, you know, every ticket is essentially a pit pass. You can come right up into the paddock and see what's going on, and also, you know, check out some of the vendor displays and a lot of other the sponsor things that are going on. We have family fun zones for the kids as well, 14 concession stands, and we actually have people that move around the facility, and you know, they'll try an ice cream sandwich at one stand and then roasted corn on the cob at another stand, maybe grab a Johnsonville brat. And one of my favorite quotes from one of the IndyCar drivers, he was driving around the track during practice, and he said, I could smell the brats cooking over at one of those concession stands, and it was distracting me so much that I messed up my lap time there. And that's just one of the great things about Road America is that the people and the experience and the green grass and the trees and the rolling hillside and so many different things to do aside from just watching the racing action.
I was going to say, unfair advantage for those of us who've built up a tolerance to the Johnsonville brat. It doesn't throw us off as much, but it is some of the best of Wisconsin up there, and it is not very far from Chicago, but a world away as far as some of the excitement that you can have. And so, of course, the food, and you mentioned that as well. But for those people listening, kind of give them that idea. Of course, it's a big facility, but how far is it for a drive from people in Chicagoland?
it's a real easy drive. I go down to Chicago quite often. It's only about 2 hours from Chicago. Very simple to get up here, and you know, incredible hospitality. Lots of great places to park. Once people get into the facility, we see families park under a tree and, you know, lay out a picnic blanket and have a picnic. We call it America's National Park of Speed because if the cars weren't running on the track, you would think you're in a national park. And that's one of the real endearing things about us is that the natural topography hasn't changed. And everybody can kind of get in the car, come up for an event. And lots of people camp up here as well. We have tons of campsites all around the facility. And you don't really have to leave after the race is over. If you don't feel like making that drive back to Chicago, you can stay until Monday at noon. So that's a great plus because a lot of people, you know, they've had a good time and they want to relax. And, you know, if you go to a football game, you got to go home. If you go to a baseball game, you got to go home. Here, you don't have to go home. You can continue to enjoy the facility and all the amenities until the next day. And then be relaxed and refreshed and head on back with the family. So,
that's actually pretty nice, John. I mean, you know, as many things as people, and of course we and the fans of the program love about racing, the thing you don't love is it's famous and often challenging race traffic. So to have the opportunity to kind of unwind, kind of decompress after the excitement, you know, and be there, I think is really great. It's great that you mentioned, though, you know, maybe Monday noon, you know, so you don't have people just kind of hanging out and maybe relocating and living there.
Right, absolutely. And another thing, too, is that if people really aren't interested in making the drive, we're offering IndyCar buses. This will be only Sunday, and it's very, very affordable, and all the information is available on our website, on our homepage. You can click on it and get a flyer for $90. You get a round-trip transportation on a custom coach, and you can bring in a small cooler and can really enjoy the event and then take the bus back. There's going to be, I believe, six locations where they're going to be picking people up from. Located in the Chicagoland area, and it's only $90, and that includes race tickets. So that's pretty good because you don't have to drive. You just kind of jump on the bus and let Road America do the driving.
You cannot beat that. I'm guessing that the location, as far as the pickups, will be at roadamerica.com. I'm guessing that you'll be able to find some information on that. To have that include a race ticket as well, that's pretty amazing. You're taking all the trouble out of the equation, just allowing people to get up there and enjoy it with you. To let the listeners know, we're talking with John Everett. He's communications director up at Elkhart Lakes Road America, America's National Park of racing. So one last time, let's talk about the website and what people can do, what they should do sooner rather than later to get their tickets and get up there and experience that race weekend with you.
Yeah, we recommend everybody to go check out roadamerica.com. Definitely click on the event page. Lots of stuff to read and get caught up on. If you get your tickets early, you can print them at home and then just bring them to the gate and they scan through. So that's one of the great things we like to do. Again, the bus trips are going to be running from a pickup location down in Skokie, Illinois. It's the day of the event for the Kohler Grand Prix. It's only $90. And it's great because you can come to the event and enjoy everything, not have to worry about parking, not have to worry about driving. But either way, traffic's never really a big problem, and parking's never a big problem, but we just want to give fans that option. And RoadAmerica.com, we've got all kinds of great things. Kids 16 and under get in free.
Yep.
Zip lining, go-karting, all kinds of wonderful amenities. We've got our new 7,500-square-foot paddock shop for people to get all kinds of souvenirs and jackets and hats. We like to say everything the fan could want and everything the racer could need. Are available there.
Nice.
And family fun zones and some of the most incredible concessions you've ever had. If you love going to the state fair and checking out some of the stands there, Road America's got a lot of the same stuff and a lot of racing going on around it, so it's pretty cool.
A lot of great reasons to get there, including, of course, the racing. And last thing, forgot to mention, it is the Kohler Grand Prix, so we've mentioned that, but are there any specific maybe sponsor activations or things going on related to some of the sponsors that people experience specifically on that day or race weekend?
Well, we've got a tremendous amount of sponsors that were very, very supportive of us. Obviously, Sargento Cheese, obviously Johnsonville Sausage. You know, we encourage everybody to sort of go around, and we're very fortunate that this is the land of wonderful sausage and cheese up here, and also incredible Kohler generators and Kohler products as well. They've been very supportive for this event. So we just encourage everybody to really come out and have a good time. Check everything out. Our Victory Lane is open for fans to kind of get close to the action once the winner comes into Victory Lane. Lots of pictures, opportunities, lots of places to snap selfies and post things on Instagram and Facebook. We encourage everybody to check us out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and make sure that they follow us for information about the event and post a lot of photos because there will be some contests coming up where fans can win prizes brought to you by Kohler. So that's going to be exciting, and we're going to be announcing a lot of that stuff soon.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's got all the things you know and love about racing. It's got the excitement of the Verizon IndyCar Series, and then a lot of that hospitality that you guys have built in to an incredible and amazing setting. And it sounds like it's as fan-friendly as any situation I have heard of in professional sports. You got to get up there, roadamerica.com. Get up there and enjoy it. They'll even drive you as well. All that information is at the website, roadamerica.com. And John Everett, thanks so much for taking time out and sharing this with all the listeners. And thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you very much. We encourage everybody to check out the website. And we hope to see you here for the Kohler Grand Prix June 25th.
Hi, I'm John Force, and you're on the road with Dane, WGN. Love your show, and love Joliet.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here
720
to say
WGN on the road with Dane here. A few more minutes live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Talked about some. This is the time when there are so many cool events going on. We plug some of the stuff happening in Indiana and around the country. And, of course, cruise nights happening around Chicagoland on a regular basis and some one-off events that you do not want to miss. And one is with the good friends of ours from Speakeasy Customs. We've got Greg Alonzo on the line. Gregory, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thank you very much for having us again.
Well, thanks for being on. And I got to tell, and I want you to tell that story as well, too. But, you know, some of the stuff that you guys are doing, and I love the social media that you're doing, where I think right with a, is it a Chrysler, is it a 300 that you're doing suicide doors on it right now? That is,
yes, sir.
That is some complicated work. Nothing easy going on there.
Yeah, no, we've got nothing easy going here. We don't want to take the easy way. Well, I know one of the other projects that we have going right now is a Ford F-150, a 1953 Ford F-150 that we've completely taken it apart all the way down to its bare frame, and we're going to be replacing all the front end, engine, and trans with the parts from a Crown Vic police interceptor.
What?
And we're also putting in a four-link suspension in the rear. We're going to airbag it, and it's just going to be an amazing truck. It's going to be our shop truck. It's going to have our Speakeasy logo on it with our phone number and everything, and it's going to be a nice little cruiser for cruise nights and car shows.
So yeah, you can also, very practical, right? You can go pick up parts if you need to. And then if you need to get
right
there and, you know, expedite the trip, you have probably some nitrous or something in there, don't you?
Not yet, but we never know. We might just go ahead and do something crazy like that too. We're still early enough in the plans that we can still bump some stuff up like that.
Just a suggestion. People know you as you guys are aficionados of the Cadillac brand, right? And so this is
one of the
models that you know and love, and so many great and iconic cars within the Cadillacs through the years in order to highlight. But it's great to see that you guys are dabbling in a bunch of different makes, models, and even trucks. I was surprised to hear that just a second ago.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about the event coming up. Now, is this a cruise night? Is it an open house? What is it?
It's a little bit of both. It's going to be a cruise night. Our shop will be open for shop tours, as well as the Automotive Mentoring Group, which is the program that many of the guys that are part of my garage have come through, myself included. There's more about that story on our website if anybody's interested. We have a YouTube channel as well that has some videos about who we are and where we come from that talk about that as well. So both shops will be open for tours. We're going to be hopefully having cars cruising through here for 3 hours, just people having some good times and meeting some new friends and just making some new connections.
We heard about, and we had you guys in with the Automotive Mentoring Group talking about the way that you got into the whole world of cars and kind of rehabbing the cars and the custom car thing. For people that see what it is that you guys do, and we'll make sure that you give out that website again for sure. But some of the stuff that you guys are doing on the art side, and thanks again, you guys, for bringing in, because you did an amazing drawing of probably not the most amazing car. You know, the 74 Monte Carlo happened to be my first car, but you made it look way cooler than it really ever was when I had
it. That's kind of our whole point, you know, especially with our Cadillac theme. Mike, my designer who did the drawing, is a Cadillac specialist, in my opinion, since he studied Cadillac design in college and he did his whole thesis at Columbia College on Cadillac design.
Can you
so
do
he's
that?
He's got a whole background in that. Yeah.
Yeah,
and he's also took furniture building classes, which is attributing to the unique interiors that we're going to be designing as well. We want to stand out from the crowd. We're trying to do things a little bit different and make a name for ourselves in a fun way that no one's really seen before.
Well, you know, I love what it is that you guys are doing. We want to support it not only on just the it's a cool way to get some really great stuff on the car side, but also, and you mentioned it, on the kind of, like, you know, paying it forward in the good category, and some of the mentoring that you guys are doing as well. So give the website out one more time.
Sure. Our website is www.speakeasycustomsclassics.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Speakeasy Customs and Classics, and as well as YouTube, the same Speakeasy Customs and Classics channel.
And if people, they see what it is, they go to the website, they check it out, they see some of the projects that you're doing. If someone wanted to get a hold of you or have you, let's say they wanted to redo a Cadillac that they have or are planning on, or maybe kind of finish up one that they've been in the middle of for the last 25 years, is that something that you guys take on, those projects?
For sure. We're looking for work. We're trying to get into our own space. So the more work that we can line up, the quicker we can get into our own space and start getting some of these projects finished a little quicker. So we definitely are doing that. And you can reach us through email at speakeasycars@gmail. And our phone number is 312-253-7464. So you can reach us either way. If you're interested in anything like that.
Gregory Alonzo from Speakeasy Customs. And last time, the specifics for the event, like when people come out and see you, kind of hang out, maybe get some of these questions answered in person.
Right. Yeah. It is all on Facebook, on our event page, but it's going to be, the first night is going to be this Thursday night from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock at 6526 South Laverne in Bedford Park. It's right by Midway Airport, just behind the hotels on 65th and Cicero. You can't miss it. You'll be able to follow the cars in, hopefully.
Greg Alonzo over there at Speakeasy Custom. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for checking in today, and have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right, you bet. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got the guys from the Beat In. We've got Harry. He's going to talk to us. We're going to kind of go over. We didn't get to spend a ton of time. It isn't necessarily something we would do about Adam West and Batman. And when you think about iconic vehicles, I don't think there is any bigger star in the world of cars than the Batmobile. So stay tuned. It's Dane on the road here on 720 WGN.